Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But Elijah ran and he fainted. What's wrong? Scripture wrong? We read it wrong? God failed? No. The strong faint.
Yes.
The young men get weary.
Yes.
I've said it, and so have you. Going to wait on the Lord and go pray. Do you know in the whole Bible, I couldn't find one scripture that praying was waiting on God.
All right. Come on,
they that wait, that's the condition. Everybody can meet that condition.
Yes,
the young, the old,
yes,
the learned, the unlearned. They may not all be missionaries or singers or preachers or teachers, choir directors or musicians, but we can all wait.
We can all wait.
If we meet the conditions, then shall mount up with wings. That brings me to the question, what is waiting on God? In the Old Testament, 76 times the word wait is mentioned, with 25 different meanings. In the New Testament, it's mentioned 25 times with 8 different meanings. Now, if I went through all the meanings, Brother Gallagher wouldn't get to preach. So we're not going to do that. We're going to put him in a basket. We're going to shake him. We're going to give us a notebook and a pencil. We're going to divide him in 4 categories. The first one is silence. That don't sound like praying, does it?
No.
Too many times we run in like Charles Barnett said. God, this is Charles Barnett, Brandsville, Missouri. I need a message for tonight. Goodbye, Lord. It means the soul bowing in silence, in hush, in awe. Isaiah 62:1 said, truly my soul waiteth upon you, and from him cometh my salvation. Verse 5, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from prayer is the wings that takes us to God.
Amen.
But waiting till we get the answer. The next is expectancy or hope. 22 times the word wait means to expect. Jesus told us about 2 men with church. One of them went up front. Come testimonies. He got up and said, thank God, I'm not like that publican back there.
Yeah.
But he bowed his head, smote his breast, and Jesus said he went down justified because he was wanting something, expecting something.
Yeah.
But the man up front didn't need nothing, wasn't looking for nothing, and didn't get nothing. In the natural, mom and dad can help, brother and sister can help, friend can help. But when it comes to our soul, only one person can help. And that is God.
Amen.
The next is to watch. In Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at the post of my door. 27:18. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So be he that waiteth on his master shall be honored.
Right.
My oldest brother was in Europe in the Second World War, and I was in the Pacific. I don't know how he got it, but he got a job at driving a Jeep for some officer. All he had to do was be ready when the officer wanted to go and wait till he got ready to come back. No work to it, just watching and waiting. By the late Brother Ralph Cook was up in 70. He told me, he said, I've been looking several years for somebody to take my place. L.D. Moore was at Granite City that year. L.D. Moore told this at Allendale. He said, the dinner bell rung. The tabernacle vacated. Said, every light in the building was on. The amplifier's on. He said, well, bless God, somebody has to pay this electric bill. So he started looking for a breaker switch. Brother Collins here, he can verify it. They wanted a breaker switch. I mean, wanted a light switch in that tabernacle. It was a breaker box up on the rostrum in a little room. L.D. found it, flipped all the breakers off. Walked outside. The chair line was long. So as Brother L.D. stood like this, looking around, he saw some paper. He walked over and picked it up, put it in a trash can. Come back. Somebody tapped him on his shoulder. Said, Brother Moore, I've been looking several years for a man to take my place. Said, I found him. Well, Brother Moore said, praise the Lord. If you wouldn't mind telling me who he is. Said, to you. He said, no, I'm from Oklahoma. Why did he do that? He was watching.
Right.
He was observing.
Right.
I followed people out of the church, and they walk over songbooks. They walk over paper and never stoop to pick it up. But if you wait on God, you got to watch. Whether you're a man, a soldier, or a servant, we're servants of the Lord. It means to serve our minister. You remember the story. David was in battle. He went out one evening, looked down over the hill. His mouth began to water. He said, oh, for a drink of the well of the gate of Bethlehem.
Yes.
That was not a command. That was only a desire. But three mighty men broke through and dipped the skins in the well, come back with beads of sweat on the outside. David, here's your drink. I can't drink that. That's the price of blood. They ministered unto him. So it means, most of all, to expect. To wait, to bow in holy hush, to observe, to minister. That's our part. And it says it shall run and not be weary. There's been many stories wrote on how an eagle gets her strength when they get old. I've heard all kinds of stories. I've heard the other eagles carry the meat. I heard they go up, find them a rock, and that old beak gets crooked. They can't get their mouth open, and they peck that beak off. I've heard when they grow new feathers, which I think perhaps is right. My mother used to lay eggs. She'd buy 50 little chickens. She'd eat the roosters and save the pullets. She had egg customers, 50 cents a dozen. If they went to $2, she still sold them for 50 cents. If they went to a dime a dozen, she sold them 50 cents a dozen. I'd go home every once in a while. Mom would say, the old hen's not laying. I'd say, what's wrong? Well, go to the hen house and look. I'd go there, and where the peat go through the crack of the fence, it'd be bald. Up on their head, be bald. Then they'd be ashamed to get on the nest. But after a while, when them feathers started to grow, they started laying eggs. This really means to exchange garments. There's a lot of places, Fairfield, Illinois, different places, that in the center of the town, it's a circle. And in the center of the town, there's a podium where the politicians and preachers used to preach. Well, I'm told in the Old Testament that if a man had a son, he wore short sleeves and short pants. Well, when he became of age, this daddy bought him a coat with long sleeves. And he took him to the podium. And he said, ho there, ho there, ho there, my son's of age, come. And he'd take that little short coat off and put that long coat on him. And he'd be a man. He could do business. Brother John David Long pioneered a work in Denton, Texas years ago. That's when Jeff and Linda was little kids. Helen was combing her hair, and John David was trying to get him dressed. I think Jeff Long, that was a bow-legged, pigeon-toed little boy that I've ever seen in my life. He's like that. And John David was trying to get his britches on him, and he just kept it on. He'd say, Jeff, stand still. He'd stand still a minute, and he'd start again. Jeff, stand still. Do you know what? God would like to put some long bridges on some people, but he can't get us still long enough. We had one baby, and it died at birth. So I never had too much experience diapering babies. But while I was still in the service, Crane, Indiana, my wife became friends of a Jeannie Strickland, lived across the street. And they was going someplace one day. Jeannie at the last minute said, "I can't go. There ain't no babysitter." I said, "Well, I'll babysit for you." It was a little girl baby. So she brought it over. And I grew it under the chin. I sang lullabies in them barracks where we live. An old couple, Burgess Bray, lived next door. Little did I know, they were listening to me sing to that baby. Whoa, what a song. What a song. Yeah. And I made it all right till the little baby had an accident. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I understand why babies cry now. I tell you what, it wasn't, they used to wrap around, it was them big old bird's eye with them big safety pins, about like that. So I got that mess off that baby. I got me a wash rag with warm water, and I went to work. I tell you what, I cleaned her up. I got me some talcum powder, and I patted her good. Boy, she began to coo. She began to kick. So I got that big bird's eye. I laid it out like it's supposed to be laid. And I laid her in that. I tell you what, I'd say, "Lay still. Lay still. I don't want to stick you. Be still. I don't want to stick you." She didn't pay me no mind. She just kicked and bucked. I'll tell you what, there's some of you here today been wearing diapers for 20 years. God wants to dress you. You will then get you still. I read yesterday, "Why gaddest thou about? Why gaddest?" I tell you what, some people, God don't know where to church to find them in. I go in a community, I don't know where to say, "Welcome home," or "Glad to see you." I tell you what, some folks just gad about. God wants you to get settled. He wants you to be still. He wants you to get rooted and grounded. In Psalms 25, the word "wait" means to stand still.
Yeah, all right.
Stand still. Moses said, "Stand still," as a man's advice. Read on a little bit, and God said, "Go forward."
Right.
There's a time to stand, and there's time to march.
Right.
Marab with wings as eagles. Spurgeon one time was in his buggy. The buggy driver said, "Oh, preacher, look at the eagles." He didn't even open a flap. He said, "Sir, eagles don't fly in flocks. They fly alone. They can mount higher, be quiet longer than any bird. A little old sparrow lights on the windowsill, he won't shut up. Yip, 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 yip. But an eagle can sit up there and watch." A lot of saints get a blessing like last night, and they lose it before they get home out of their mouth. Stand still. Stand still. Eagles like big things, big mountains, big rocks, big trees. Expect big things. Attempt big things. They're not often seen. One of Brother Claude Ely's homecomings, he used to have in a schoolhouse. I don't know who the young man was, but he was on the preacher's place up on the rostrum. He just sat there, daring off, wasn't saying a word. That year, Brother Ely called on all the old preachers first. Then he called on this young man. Oh, he got that place ablaze. Brother Ely, I remember him saying, said, "I knew you had it." He said, "You were still." He was thinking. Brother Vernon McClellan said he never killed many squirrels, but some of the best messages he ever got was under a hickory tree.
Right.
Quietness.
Come on, brother.
Run and not be weary. Old Elijah run faster than the Arabian horses.
Yes.
But he got weary.
Yes, he did.
Walk and not faint. Brother Jim and Joe, if you and I had wrote that, we wrote, we're going to walk till we get to going good. Then we're going to take off and run it. We get going full speed. We're going to spread our wings and we're going to fly. But God wrote it backwards. We're going to fly first, then run, then walk. That walking is what gets most people. That steady grind. That everyday drudgery. Walk. 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 God sees the end from the beginning. We get our strength by waiting. Then we mount up. Then we come down to serve. Run errands. Do work. Fight battles. Testify. Sing. Janitor to the church. Mow the grass. By the way, do you notice these sidewalks? How good they're edged. Did you do that, Brother Seven? I'm telling you, that was a good job. Ever who done that? Good job. Good job. That's all I got.